Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and we're going to continue today to talk about the beautiful invitation and command of Jesus for us to abide in Him so that we can bear much fruit. I'm going to read today a good chunk of the rest of John chapter 15, where Jesus talks about how He wants us to see and understand the nature of the relationship that we've been given to Him and how He's given to us so that we can come into the full life, living in the full love, to bear the full fruit that He's called us to. So I left off yesterday in John 15, verse 5, where He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So for us to bear fruit, we can't just hard charge out and just simply, you might say, just assume that all my dreams and all my interests and all my desires and how I want to use my time is how God wants me to use it. We need to live in a relationship with the Lord. We need to know His word enough to understand what He's trying to produce in us, to make us radical lovers of God, to become disciples and followers of Him. Those are two different things. There's a lot of presumption that can happen in baptized people. They're just going to run off and say, well, He's just going to bless what I'm doing because I'm doing it. It's like what I want to do, so He must like it, so that's what I'm going to do. And we end up producing stuff that doesn't ultimately bear fruit. And it's important to know that at the end of our life, we're going to be standing before the Lord, and He's going to be looking at the branch that you are and that I am and seeing if there's any fruit on it. What did you do with your life? What did you do with the time that you were given? What did you do with the promises that the Lord gave you? And did you bear fruit? Did you build the kingdom? Did you want the kingdom? So that's a key part of what Jesus is helping us understand in this reading. So He goes on, if a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. Now, who's the one who does that? God the Father, as Jesus mentions earlier in this chapter, He's the vine dresser. He cuts off the dead wood and throws it into the fire, and He prunes the branches that are producing fruit so that they produce more fruit. So if you want to be a fruit producer, and you're dialing in to what the Lord is teaching, you're talking with Jesus daily, you're reading His word, you're internalizing His promises, you're saying yes to them, you're speaking the truth that He's given you to speak over your life, and that you're following His leadership, engaging in the life of the church and the sacraments and the mission, the vocation He's given to you. You're walking out the Sermon on the Mount lifestyle, you know, that Jesus talked about so clearly, the teaching of how His followers are to live, even to the love of enemies and things like that, to be quick to forgive, to be humble, to seek to be meek, to carry the Lord's yoke, these kinds of things. If we're obeying Him and walking in these things, we're going to bear fruit, and we're going to bear fruit that's going to exist for eternity. It's going to keep growing. And this is what the Lord wants us to do, meaningful creation of something, meaningful participation with Him. But the Father, He cuts off dead wood even in this life. If people have been baptized into Jesus, are living in and for the world, and they're ignoring His invitations to come back and to walk in the light, the mercy that He's extending, then the Father's going to pivot to its severe mercy, and He's going to cut off the branch from the life of the church and give to those who are insisting on a world of their own or to live according to the world. He's going to stop protecting them in it and let them have what they want, because it's going to lead to destruction and difficulty, so that they ultimately face it and repent so they can come back to life and cut off so they're not poisoning the tree, the branch in some way, other branches in some way. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. So here's another promise. Lord, He said, if, this is an if-then statement. If you abide in me, as we've been talking about this week, if you haven't had a chance to hear the program this week, I'd encourage you. They've been good. I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them. Or the key thing, as I like to keep reminding everybody, just download the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to these programs whenever. You can send them to your friends. I think the Lord is helping us, and it's important for all of us to dive more into what this means for us to abide and to bear much fruit. The Lord is using this time. This is a time of both dead wood being cut off. This is a time the church is getting shrunk and the Lord is shrinking it. That is, is it really shrinking? Well, what's happening is it's becoming unpopular to stand with the church on a whole set of fundamental moral principles and spiritual insight given to us by Christ. And things we believe that are fundamental are now becoming unpopular in the culture. The heat's getting turned up, and now it's more difficult. And it could lead to people being canceled or mocked or rejected or marginalized. So people are taking stock, consciously or even subconsciously. Well, am I trading up by sticking around here in the church? I don't think so. And their commitment, what gets exposed is where they really are. And they're walking away from it. That's one fundamental thing that's happening. Or people are hurt by the church. And the sins of the church are causing great scandal. And that does happen. And that's really unfortunate. Scandal is a bad thing. But that's also a test. Why am I in the church? Am I going to leave Jesus because of Judas? What's really going on in that thinking? There is only one church. I mean, there's one reality. Being baptized into Christ and his church, it doesn't do any good to try to create your own path or follow your own bliss or follow a new kind of spirituality that everybody digs, Oprah's stuff or whatever. You know, it just doesn't, it's not a real solution for a serious disciple. So Jesus goes on, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Ask according to his will. Ask according because he will hear us. And it's a promise we can stand on. He wants us to step into. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. The Father seeks constantly the glory of the Son, and the Son seeks the glory of the Father. Jesus gives glory to the Father by obeying him, by fulfilling the commands the Father's given him, the mission, the plan, the assignment that Jesus has been given by the Father. Jesus gladly does it. He feeds on it because he knows that's how he gives glory to the Father. He talks to the Father. He pays attention to the Father. He relies on the Father. He listens to the Father. He does whatever the Father commands. And that's how he gives glory to the Father. And then we give glory to the Father when we abide in Jesus because we're seeing the fruit of Jesus' work in us. And that gives glory to the Father because we're becoming living members of the new thing that Jesus has created in the earth, the new creation, the church, the body of Christ. And the Father's being glorified because we're beginning to bear fruit. And in the fruit bearing is where you really prove that you're a disciple. Because if you're a disciple, you're living in him, you're walking with him, all the things I've been talking about this week. And if that's what we're doing, we're going to bear fruit. It's going to happen. Bear fruit for the kingdom. What kind of fruit? Well, first of all, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, mercy, these kinds of things. This is the character dimension of fruit bearing. We're going to look more like Jesus. We're going to live more like Jesus because we want to, because we're hungering after it, because we're relying on him, because we're seeking him first. This is the righteousness, what it means to seek first the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God. This is the life of the king getting reproduced in us. Absolutely beautiful. Amazing thing. And then that's how we prove. And then also in the mission in our lives and our relationships, our families, our vocations, the relationships beyond our family, how we serve the poor, what we do with our money, what we do with our time, energy, caring for others, the sick, all of that. How we engage in that. That's how our way of life begins to change because we're changing internally. And we're changing internally because we're abiding in him. And he says, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Abide in my love. That is one of the most amazing verses in the entire Bible. This is an amazing and astounding revelation. The Father has loved the Son with perfect love from all eternity. The Son loves the Father in perfect love from all eternity. Jesus became one of us to lead us into that love. And he actually says, as the Father has loved me, that's how I love you. This is very big, friends. And this is why abiding in Jesus is so important. Because The Holy Spirit is at the center of this abiding, and it's the Holy Spirit who manifests Jesus to us. It's the Holy Spirit that manifests this precious love that he's talking about. And you will have passion for Jesus when you realize, by the grace of God, the passion of love that he has for you. Too many of us, and I know this in my own life at various times, I think God sees me the way I see me, a total mixed bag. Disappointed, discouraged, having regret, all that stuff. And that when he looks at me, what does he see? Well, I suppose he's got to love me, but he's not too happy. He's kind of disappointed. That's the dialogue that the devil wants to bring into the relationship. And he wants us to project onto God what we believe about ourselves and what we think he thinks about us, rather than taking in this word. Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. And we need to look no farther than the cross, brothers and sisters. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. Right? See what love the Father has given to us, that we become children of God. Even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. These are the truths that we need to internalize and talk to each other about and rejoice in. I mean, how many times, even in a given week, or how many times in your life have you felt like you just feel empty? Even after you went to some big fun event, you know, some big vacation, or you went to a great concert, or you went to a ball game or a play, whatever, or did things, you know, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be the best. You go to it and there's it's good, but it doesn't last. There's not a lasting thing that you can abide in, a joy, a sense of contentment, a sense of deep meaning of life that only comes from receiving this reality. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now abide in my love. Thank you, Jesus, for that love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Again, I've said this many times on the program, the keeping of the commandments of God, that's the love language of heaven. That's what Jesus showed us on the cross. And he said it so clearly. I want the whole world to know that I love the Father. And how did I do that? He said, because I do everything he commands me to do. And the world says, this is not freedom. This is oppression. This is a heavy weight. This takes away my absolute freedom to determine who I am. That's all demonic lies. That's from Satan, who, you know, wants us to convince ourselves that we're the origin of our own life and being and meaning and all that, it's a total dead end. It's complete darkness. It's human pride that drives that. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus is the way, just as I have done. Jesus is not asking us to do something he hasn't done totally with his life. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. So abiding in the Lord, talking to him daily about these promises. Lord, thank you that you love me the way the Father loves you. And then later he'll say, the Father loves us the way he loves the Son. God loves us the way God loves God. And the Holy Spirit wants to help us internalize it so it can transform our lives. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.